He's not bluffing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Russian leader Vladimir Putin warns after hinting he could use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, as he also calls on more Russians to join the fight.
I think it is necessary to support the proposal of the Ministry of Defense and the General Staff to conduct a partial mobilization in Russia.
After a Ukrainian counteroffensive drove his troops back out of areas they'd taken control of in the invasion. Now, next hour, President Biden will address the United Nations General Assembly. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the UN in New York says he was expected to focus a lot on
food insecurity as a result of Russia's war in Ukraine, but Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons and his call-up of the country's 300,000 reserve troops has really sent a chill. And that partial mobilization would be the first of its kind since World War II. And according to reports, one-way flights out of the country to other countries that allow Russian citizens to enter without a visa have been selling out fast, and Russia's parliament's hastily making some legal changes that would essentially make it a crime to dodge the draft.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky also expected to address the UN today. Hurricane Fiona is taking its fury north and east, so it's forecast to miss the U.S. after hammering some Caribbean islands like Puerto Rico, where there was deadly damage and flooding. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez is there.
As we've driven town to town, we have come across families who are trapped in their homes, unable to leave, impassable roads in and out of their communities.
Most of Puerto Rico still without power or water service. The Federal Reserve keeps trying to save us money fighting inflation, but that is going to make it costlier to get loans and use credit cards.
The central bank is expected to approve its third consecutive interest rate increase of 0.75 percentage point. The Fed has raised its benchmark federal funds rate at its past four meetings.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The price of gas is up this morning for the first time in 14 weeks after dropping every day from the $5 a gallon record high. AAA's average now for regular around $3.68. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We're expecting an announcement later this morning from New York Attorney General Letitia James. A source tells Fox News it is Trump-related. She's already been investigating the former president over his business dealings. Now his legal team had a contentious first meeting yesterday with the special master that Trump had asked for to review the material the FBI seized from his Florida home.
Judge Raymond Deary made efforts in the hearing to learn if lawyers for former President Trump could prove the documents were properly declassified. The former president has insisted he did so. His attorneys, however, have not claimed that in any legal filing. The DOJ has said this process is leading to delays in its investigation of papers marked top secret or classified that weren't securely stored at Mar-a-Lago. Judge Deary must discern if those materials contain privileged information. He has until the end of November to complete his review. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Fans of the comic strip Dilbert may not see it in their paper anymore.
Dilbert writer and illustrator Scott Adams told Fox News Lee Enterprises stopped printing the comic strip this week. The media company owns nearly 100 newspapers throughout the country. Dilbert pokes fun at office culture and has been one of the most popular strips for many years. Recently, Adams mixed in references to environmental, social, and governance issues and a new character named Dave, who is black but identifies as white. Adams said some newspapers voiced concerns after receiving complaints about the content, but he was not sure if that had anything to do with the comic being pulled. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Something else being canceled? The Middletown High School football season in Pennsylvania And a hazing allegation. 10 students are now facing charges, including attempted sexual assault. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.